Dave and Darren.
Hello there.
Welcome to the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast, a podcast that is almost as creepy as the Factory of Fear. The Factory of Fear is the Quad City's longest running and largest indoor haunted attraction. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, September 28th through Halloween. Do you have what it takes to make it through the Quad City's most horrifying haunt? Tickets are available at factoryoffear.com. General admission tickets are $15. VIP tickets just $20. It's the best deal in town. The Factory of Fear offers the most haunted bang for your buck. Factory of Fear, Fridays and Saturdays, 7 to midnight, Sundays, 7 to 10. Factory of Fear, a hauntedillinois.com voter's choice top 10 haunted house in 2017 with new twisted characters and a 100% rebuild for 2018. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline and online at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, where fear is made. Now, here's today's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. Enter if you dare.
It's the Count Obvious Halloween Spooktacular.
Oh, no, it's not.
With your host, Count Obvious. Oh, Count Obvious. You flew a long way to get here. Your arms must be tired. Or your wings. Ah, ha, ha. Oh, I'm not good at Halloween jokes. Welcome, everybody, to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Really? No Count Obvious this
year? A steak right in his heart.
Oh, you've killed Count Obvious.
Well, he was the undead to begin with.
Right.
So, I don't know how that works.
There's not going to be any Count Obvious on the show today.
It's budget season. Sorry, don't know what to tell you.
Budget season? I'll speak for the audience when I say,
boo!
What an absolute ripoff today's show is. This is a spooktacular.
What kind of spooktacular is this? It's the same spooktacular that we have, I suppose, for Valentine's Day. The Valentine's Day spooktacular.
I'll just do a regular open then to the show.
That one doesn't make any sense either.
Well, it's with a heavy heart I report.
Where's your candy, by the way? I didn't see anything. I didn't see anything.
It's up on the fridge.
So you have it.
Out of sight, out of mind, my friend. We're not out of candy by the time the tricks and treats begin here at the house. Welcome, everybody, to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren, who's very busy with budget season. So I'm guessing item number one on the budget is, let's get Darren some more money.
Well, that's the first line item that I presented.
I don't know about a budget for next year as far as the store goes.
You should have seen the dirty looks I got.
It's the top five
pretty
things.
Pretty spooky.
Count Obvious, you did make it.
That's my agent.
Count Obvious represents you.
Which is part of the problem.
Yeah, that explains our deal with
the dirty looks. It's like,
right.
You're using, we can tell that it's just you. The fact that you're using this voice to represent yourself is not really the sort of representation that you probably need as a grown damn man.
You know what? I bet that would have worked. We should have done that. Just had you talking a Transylvanian accent.
What about 15%?
Now, Dave and Darren tell me they're being treated very unfairly.
You can take the cape off now.
I don't know how you negotiate with a vampire.
No, we've already made the decision to let you two go. Uh-huh. This is not helping.
And instead of 10%, I take it 15%. I'm a real bloodsucker. Now about the severance package.
I love this story because this is really the most Halloween thing ever. Every year, we have two stories, all right? Every year, there's two Halloween stories. One, there's the story of Halloween decorations that are mistaken for a dead body.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And two, there's the story of
the dead body
being mistaken for Halloween decorations.
It tis the season.
Yes, every year. There was a story last week of somebody finding a skeleton that turned out to be a
I'm hung up on this fence, and so many people just walk by and won't help.
Yeah, this year
so lifelike.
This year again, it's a tale as old as time as far as Halloween decorations being mistaken for actual crimes, and then actual dead bodies being mistaken for Halloween decorations. There were a couple years in a row where it was somebody who decided to hang themselves in the tree of their home in the front yard.
On Halloween?
Yeah, it just seems... And I don't know, like, are you thinking I'll be up here a while before
maybe that was the thing, is I want to be up here for a while.
Maybe.
Of course! Aha! Of course!
One of these years I want to go as Count Kook and Milton the Monster. Like a couple's costume contest, you and me. One of these years.
And maybe we can get Hebe and Jeebe involved.
Well, I mean, we could do a whole theme, for sure. Professor Weirdo. He had an arch nemesis. I can't remember. Professor Weirdo and Count Kook had a... Professor Weirdo had an arch nemesis who was like another evil scientist who's always making monsters. For the life of me, I can't remember what that guy's name was. If anybody knows what it is, feel free to reach out on the text line.
470-23-NACHO.
Thank you.
That hasn't changed.
Of course.
So I want to get to that Halloween story. That's in the top five things.
Before we
get to that, okay. just one quick story from the Antarctic, where a scientist down there has stabbed a colleague because the colleague kept telling him the endings of all the books he was reading.
This is the only entertainment I have here.
Can you imagine? Like, you're an avid reader. The Antarctic, I bet, is a great place if you love to read books.
And a great place to probably go crazy.
I can imagine tensions tend to get a little elevated. Avid readers Sergei Savitsky and Oleg Belugazov were on a remote outpost in Antarctica when this knife attack happened. Scientist plunged a kitchen knife into his colleague because he was fed up because the guy kept telling him the endings of all the books he was reading.
Oh, what are you reading there? Oh, that's a good one. You know how that one ends?
Sergei and Oleg would pass the lonely hours during four harsh years together in a remote outpost in Antarctica by reading. Savitsky became angry after Belugov's. He kept telling him the endings.
How many novels have trick ending?
Well,
surprise ending.
Listen, all novels have an ending.
They have an ending.
Yes.
But it could very well be. I mean, don't a lot of novels have endings that you can see from a distance?
More often than not.
I would think
novels
so.
Novels end where you're like, yeah.
Well, that's okay.
Oh, that makes sense with the time I spent in that world reading about it. I guess that makes some sense, yes. So now Savitsky is back home in St. Petersburg under house arrest, charged with attempted murder. They say it's the first time a man's been charged with a murder bid while in Antarctica.
That's strange.
Right?
I would think that percentage would be a lot higher.
The people would be just driven crazy by the snow.
The ice and snow madness.
Yeah. I don't care who you are, if it's just you and someone else.
It's going to, in Antarctica, it's going to test your mental health, for sure.
You're a dear friend of mine, Darren. I think of you as a member of the family. The rest of the family views you that way as well. Love you like a brother. Even my brother. If I was in Antarctica with my brother for 4 years, mm-hmm. I'd probably end up stabbing him.
Repeatedly.
Right? I can't imagine. And then it's like... Oh, that's the book where you find out in the end that they were brother and sister the whole time. What are you doing to me? I must stab you now.
Kevin Spacey's Kaiser Soze.
It's not quite a book.
Well, no, but it could have been turned into a book.
I like what you did there. Hmm? But why would the author call him Kevin Spacey? In a novelization of the movie. Last line of the novelization of The Usual Suspects is just, and yeah, Kevin Spacey was Kevin, Kaiser
okay, Sose. What was Kevin Spacey's character in that movie?
I've never seen it. I don't know.
Well, then there's no point in seeing that movie
The only God's honest truth, all I've ever seen of The Usual Suspects
is the last scene.
Is the scene where he's like got a limp and then he like doesn't have a limp anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's the end of the movie. That's the end of the movie.
Yeah. So I don't know anything about it other than he was Kaiser.
Does anybody know what that character's name is? That's a good one.
What Kevin Spacey's fake name is? Or is Kaiser Söze the fake name? I think Kaiser Söze is the alias, but they're trying to figure out who was.
They're trying to find out who that is.
Again, I'm wagering an opinion on a movie.
Each one of the usual suspects clearly had a name.
Right. Like non-limpy guy.
Yeah.
And limpy guy.
I don't think that was it.
Mm, well, that's how I knew them. Mm. In the, again, 45 seconds maximum I've spent watching that movie. Uh-huh. Let's get into the top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new location, 2115 East 12th Street in the village of East Davenport. Hmm. Home of the new wow factor. Several reasons to make sure that you visit... Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. First of all, we've only got a couple days left, but the Dress for Success Quad Cities clothing drive is going on. Enter to win a pair of 1/3 carat total weight diamond stud earrings with each applicable donation during the month of October. Bring in gently worn women's work attire to Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, a female-owned local business empowering and promoting the upward movement of women in our community. And then November's right around the corner, and their massive diamond sale is going to be going on. Everything in the store is on sale and up to 50% off the entire month of November. Win a free diamond and gold necklace valued at $599. You just need to guess the number of diamond-shaped crystals in their diamond jar to win. The winner is going to be announced on Facebook on December 2nd. Don't forget that Small Business Saturday is happening on November 24th, and then Christmas in the Village is November 30th through the 1st. And you're going to be receiving a free gift with a purchase during those periods, and they're going to have refreshments as well. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options and mention Nacho Radio. And when you do, with a purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. We mentioned that if you'd like to reach out to us, use the text line 470-23-NACHO, and the podcast is originating, as it always does, from the Capriati's Sandwich Shop Studio, home of the Quad Cities' best cheesesteak and so much more, including their cold turkey, slow-roasted homemade turkey, provolone cheese, Russian dressing, coleslaw, and mayo. It's absolutely delicious. They're open 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. Like them on Facebook and mention Nacho Radio. Get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Let me ask you this. Kevin Spacey plays Roger Verbal Kent in the movie.
Would have took me a while to get that one.
But and this movie is 23 years old now.
Sure.
The whole point of the movie is Kevin Spacey isn't who we think he was.
In the end.
Yeah. And in real life, that's kind of
what
happened.
That's not true.
Right?
And in the end...
Well, I'm just saying, like...
Number one.
Number one.
Like, we should have seen the real Kevin Spacey coming. You know what I mean? Like the what
we did in American Beauty, yeah. The shower scene.
Well, that's a good point. Although, yeah,
from the neck up,
number one in our top five things. Yes. So we had the story of the people who I think it was in the Seattle area who had the skeleton in the yard, and that was a Halloween decoration. Now it's officially Halloween season because we have the yin to that news yang that happens every single year. Mm-hmm. Cops found a decaying head in a backyard in Oakland. Actually, it wasn't the cops that found it. It was people who thought it would be a good idea then to bring the head to the police station.
Let's touch it.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Cops are trying to determine whether a decaying human head found in a backyard in Oakland belongs to a recently discovered headless corpse.
Good chance.
I'm not a detective, but I'll go ahead and say, let's entertain that theory.
I'm not even a science detective.
People visited an Oakland apartment complex and found this head in a grassless yard with a couple of trees, and they took it to the police station. Rather than calling the police and saying, you should come and take a look at this.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, pick that head up. Let's take it to the police station.
Should I put gloves on?
Nah. Just get your fingerprints all over that bodiless head. Yeah, the police initially thought that this was a Halloween prank. But then they took a look at the head and they were like, oh boy.
This is the real deal.
Sergeant Michael Cordoza says, I can say in my years of service, I've never had a human skull delivered to the police station. Well, I would hope not. Homicide detectives interviewing everybody that lives in that apartment building, and it doesn't appear like any of them are involved. How long has this head been in the yard? No man can say. The head was decomposed and had a little bit of flesh on it. Probably some flesh, like, in the trunk of your car or whatever you left the stupid head, right? The office of the coroner's there in Alameda County, California, working to identify the remains and determine whether it's the head that goes to the decapitated body.
You know, it would be so convenient if it was. Boy. That would, as opposed to having now two cases.
The paperwork, isn't it?
It would make things very convenient.
They're working to see if this head is at all connected to the decapitated body found in close proximity in late September. Now, again, if you found a body without a head, you didn't look around for the head anywhere? And now this is in Oakland, too. Remember there was that story of the headless corpse that was found in the guy's fish tank. Remember that? Earlier in the summer? Yeah. Some weird stuff going on. But it's official, everybody. It's Halloween 2018. We have the decorations.
I wonder if the fish welcomed that or not.
No.
It's like, well, this is kind of nice. This is a nice thing. It's kind of an, you know, we can.
No, a plastic castle would be nice.
Eventually, we'll be able to swim through his eye sockets.
Two. So my problems with, like, getting a fish tank is deciding on a theme.
They can get scummy.
They do. That's true. That was when I had my fish tank. A lot of it was just cleaning all the damn time. And then deciding on a theme, like, do I go with the pirate ship, like it's a wrecked pirate ship with the sunken treasure? Do I have it as Atlantis, City Under the Sea?
Underground amusement park?
You know, what do I do with the, I want everything to be consistent. And it seems too, like, when you're getting a fish tank together, if you're going to decorate it with, say, like, four different things, you can get three things the same, and then another thing that kind of fits the theme, but clearly looks like it wasn't made by the same company.
Something kitschy, maybe. Like Liberace's underwater lair.
Oh, now that I would go for. I wish my brother George was a fish.
Two.
Could you make this bluegill look like me when I was younger?
We can do that. We can do that.
That's not bad. If I get another fish tank ever, I just have like a disco balled up little piano under the little candelabra for the fish. Oh my god!
I came up with the names for the fish. I don't dare tell you.
That's Lily Liberace, and that's Scott Sturgeon, his friend. They're partners.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast, brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. Autumn is here, and so are their delicious fall drinks, including their chai tea latte. Also, their pumpkin cheesecake latte, a combination of pumpkin spice, creme brulee, and white chocolate. Also, try one of their super tasty protein pucks packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our patrons on Podbean. I think we need to check into that because I think we might have a timpani. Something to look at.
I'm just sitting here drawing up plans. The fish food would come out of the keys of the piano. So when it's time to eat, the fish will look like he's Liberace playing the piano, you see.
That's right. As well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com.
Now, could I get my Picassimus like a fur coat to wear? How do you get a fish in a fur coat?
I couldn't possibly tell you. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And don't forget those gift cards. Capriati's gift cards are the perfect gift. Everybody loves Capriati's, and mention Nacho Radio, get a medium sub for the price of a small one. I was inching this close to almost securing. Now, I understand that it's only, what, week 7, week 8 of the NFL season?
Yes.
I, at one point on Sunday, had climbed to 3rd.
Overall?
Overall, I had climbed to 3rd. I am currently in 9th place.
Really?
But I had climbed to 3rd in just visions of securing that $50 gift card from Capriati's.
I was putting some...
Oh, that reminds me. I've got something for you in the car.
I was putting... Is it a Bobby with mayo?
No, it's not.
I was putting a bunch of trinkets in the fish tank for Lee Liberace, my fish. And I was... At one point, I thought I was putting too many in. Too much gravel in the tank.
Uh-huh.
And little Lee Liberace, the fish, said to me, "David, you know what they say... Too much of a good thing is wonderful."
Kimberly.
Wait! Bobby, Darren, we do have some...
I told you. They're just the best.
Well, we want to say a special thank you to Nate Kinnear, number 9.
Nice.
Nate Kinnear, number 9, pledging at the $6 a month level here. Now, Nate has access to every single show we've ever done. It's almost 800 of them. And all of the patron shows.
That might help out in Antarctica.
Yeah, you definitely take this and other podcasts with you.
You know how that podcast ends. They're both idiots.
Hey, why is this fish floating to the top of the... fish is floating.
I love that when Bono goes to Walgreens.
Fish is floating to the top of the tank, and I'm just telling everybody, he's fine. He's just had too much watermelon.
Sammy
Wait. And Jerry.
What, Sammy?
We have a new pledge total. Let's hear the timpani.
Hit it. Turn it. Yeah!
Another new patron? All right, well, thanks to Hammer Dog Incorporated.
Incorporated.
Hammer Dog Inc.
In color.
Pledging at the $3 a month level. Thank you so much for being a patron at nachoradio.com. We could do the show without you, but
we won't.
Know, right.
Wait a minute, just a second. Huh? Jerry always wants to get $1 more than he got last year, okay?
Yeah.
$1 more, all right?
Yeah.
On this roll, you have surpassed last year.
Sammy, poor Sammy.
Nothing makes me happier than listening to Sammy.
They didn't use anesthesia.
He's not numb at all when they start carving him up.
No, they just start harvesting his organs right there on the soundstage.
C. Edwards 450 joining us at the $3 a month level.
Marvelous.
Thank you to all of our wonderful patrons. Oh, you're marvelous. Thank you so much. Number 2 on the top 5 things. Uh-huh. We're only at number 2.
Number 2. We are?
Two. Yeah. Yeah, this is number 2. You went and did the reads. Well, what have we talked about today? Other than Liberace the fish and...
Oh, okay.
Oh, I do have a little bit of housekeeping to do before we get to number 2.
Huh.
A little bit of housekeeping.
Sorry.
Yeah, and I feel terrible about this. We got yumboed. We got yumboed real good on our last show.
Okay.
This Lake Louise up in Western Canada, the Splashers Pleasure Park. Uh-huh. That is a yumbo. See, I got this story from CBC.ca. Now, CBC is like what's the Canadian Broadcasting Company, right?
You say so.
So and then there's a picture here of what looks like a naked lady having a ride in a water park.
So we're canceling our plans to take all the patrons to Splashers.
Well, my wife brought up an excellent point when I was talking about her this yesterday on one of our walks. She's like, "Why would you choose this time of year to open up a water park in Canada?"
Well, that
I thought Because yeah, wait a
minute. Maybe they're six. Maybe you're right. They're 6 months behind.
No, that's not how weather works.
Maybe they were trying to open 6 months earlier.
So I think this is a satire piece that they were doing up in Canada. I don't think this is real. So
perhaps a Yumbo.
I'm going to put it as most likely a Yumbo.
Put a pin in it and call it maybe a Yumbo.
Well, then I Googled Splashers Water Park to see if I could get some backup to see that. Yeah. And the headline is Splashers Water Park is fun for kids. And I Googled it. Apparently, there is a place called Splashers Water Park, which let's rethink that.
Yeah.
That seems horrendous. All right, back to number two. Already in progress.
Two.
In color.
This is a terrible story, and I think someone should be going to jail. Now, at the very least, they shouldn't be a doctor anymore.
Uh-huh.
This is a gynecologist in Colorado, Dr. Barry King. He is accused of dyeing his employee's vagina purple as a joke. Now, the look you're giving me is the look that I gave as I read this story for the first time. He's a gynecologist, someone there working at his
unbeknownst
practice.
To the worker?
Well, yes. Yes and no. Yes and no. This victim is a breast cancer survivor, and she found a vaginal lesion last year.
Can you take a look at this?
So her own doctor had just retired. Since she works for a gynecologist, she asks her boss if he would mind checking it out. All right? So he does. He takes a look at it, and he says, when you get home tonight, I want you to have your husband take a look at it.
Oh, brother. So he wasn't hiding anything.
He put purple dye in her vagina. So she used the bathroom, and the teepee was purple. And she says the next day the doctor was just laughing and laughing.
Where is the joke in that?
He admitted that he dyed her vagina as a joke for her husband. Yeah, I mean, an excellent point.
I know he's a Vikings fan.
In what way is that a joke?
Why do you even ponder passing?
There's a lot.
This is not Detroit, man!
Take a knee! She says in her lawsuit, right? Because she wants this guy to no longer be able to be a gynecologist. She says, I was sexually objectified as a prank on my husband in hopes that his penis would be stained purple.
That's really getting him.
Right?
Uh-huh.
She says his actions were disgusting, and he told everyone at work about his hilarious prank.
Have you heard about it yet?
A one-eyed, flying purple people pleaser. That's what I call it. So this was really more of a prank on the husband than on her.
I don't see why you're offended.
Are you right? You're just the reciprocal for my hilarious prank. Prosecutor said they didn't think they could prove sexual intent. So he wasn't hit with a sexual assault charge. This happened in court. His lawyer says now that if Dr. King could go back to January of 2017, he wouldn't have acted the way he did. The plea deal that he cut involves 100 hours of community service, a $500 donation to a child sex abuse victims group, and a written apology to his former staffer. I just don't know in what way you thought that would be
a joke.
Cool, yeah. Show your husband when you get home.
Number three.
Yeah. Hopefully everybody knows about this guy when you go to visit him. Like, he thinks your vagina is a canvas for pranks. This guy wants to do pranks with your vagina.
Was it like a Kool-Aid dye?
I don't know how that
works. Oh, yeah!
Purplesaurus Rex? I don't know. Number three, here's a little bit from the from the Smile file here. A new report says that humanity has wiped out 60% of animal populations since the year 1970.
Mm-hmm.
We've wiped out 60% of mammals, birds, fish, and reptiles.
Sometimes not even trying.
Since 1970. I don't know that we've tried to wipe out any of them, have we?
Sure sounds like it.
This is the new estimate of the massacre of wildlife made in a new report by the WWF. Involving 59 scientists from
the World Wrestling Federation?
No, the World Wildlife Fund.
Oh.
The World Wrestling Federation is now World Wrestling Entertainment. There was a lawsuit, and now they're...
Well, this frees them up to do other things.
Let's kill some pandas, brother! Let's go up...
Oh, yeah!
Macho Man. Macho Man doing all he can to destroy vertebrates and reptiles. It says that it's we're at the end of a vast and growing consumption of food
and resources. I'm gonna snap into this reptile like a Slim Jim. Oh yeah!
If there was a 60% decline in the human population, it would be the equivalent to emptying out North America, South America, Africa, Europe, China, and Oceania.
That would give us a chance.
That's the scale of what we've done. They say we're jeopardizing the future of people. Nature is not something that's nice to have. It is, in fact, our life support system. Yeah, we had a good run. Fun while it lasted.
We had seasons in the sun.
A new Beastie Boys book is coming out.
Okay.
This has been in the works forever. I feel like we've been hearing about this Beastie Boys book
for years. Book or coloring now. Book?
No, it's a massive, massive
anthology.
Like a coffee table book. A 600-page book written by Mike D. and Ad Rock. That's Michael Diamond and Adam Horowitz. And it will reflect on their entire career. There are guest passages in the book from, Spike Jonze and Wes Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
And along with the Beastie Boys book, there is going to be an audiobook. And what's very cool is the people that have consented to narrate the audiobook. This is really a who's who. Mixmaster Mike, the DJ, is on here.
Uh-huh.
Also, Kate Schnellenbach, who is the founding she was a founding member of the Beastie Boys and then went on to drum for Luscious Jackson. Also, in the audiobook, Amy Poehler, Bette Midler, Steve Buscemi, Jarvis Cocker of Pulp, Elvis Costello, Chuck D, John C. Reilly, Snoop Dogg, Rev Run, Kim Gordon, LL Cool J, Will Ferrell, Jon Stewart, Ben Stiller, Wanda Sykes, Jeff Tweedy, Rachel Maddow. And that's just a portion of everyone. The book will be out next week.
It's quite a cocktail party there.
And I think the audiobook will come out around the same time. But yeah, that's going to be cool. When will that book drop?
Number five.
It drops on November 8th. I'll answer my own Beastie Boys related question.
I suppose you could purchase that through Amazon.
Yes. In fact, I will be. Believe it.
Make sure you use the link at nachoradio.com.
And why would I do that?
Because we might benefit a tiny bit.
Oh, like that. Well, but I don't want to have to pay more for the Beastie
Boys
book.
Well, you don't. You don't, absolutely. It's the same cost.
Really?
Uh-huh.
How does that make sense?
Well, it's just the fact that we're mentioning it, they find valuable.
Well, aren't they something else? Woman who's had sex with 15 ghosts says she's going to settle down with a poltergeist. Happy Halloween, everybody. This is, of course, a story from over there in Great Britain. This woman says that she cheated on her fiancé by having sex with a ghost, went on to say she's had 15 ghost lovers, and now says she's found true love and is planning on getting married to a poltergeist. Her name is Amethyst Realm, and she hopes to have a baby with the poltergeist. She says her friends are happy that she's found true love. She says her ghostly partner asked him to marry him while they were on a trip, celebrating their 9-month anniversary.
Mm.
Don't celebrate month anniversaries, 1. 2, don't marry a poltergeist. She says they're not sure what they'll put on the wedding invitations because the poltergeist doesn't have a name.
They're going to live together. They're moving into the same TV.
She says there was no going down on one knee because he doesn't have knees. But for the first time, I heard him speak. I could actually hear his voice, and it was beautiful, deep, sexy, and real, she says. She's left it to the poltergeist to decide what kind of ring she gets. Planning a countryside wedding. And they're going to have a hand fasting ceremony where their hands will be tied together, symbolizing their connections. She says having sex with ghost lovers is better than physical people. She says her orgasms with spirit lovers are more satisfying than with real men, and she can feel their weight and energy. Her family says that she's a bit of an alternative chick, but they're not at all fazed by her relationship, and her friends are just pleased that she's found love.
Someone nice. And no mess.
She says they joined the Mile High Club and had sex in the toilets of an airplane. Now, wait a minute. All right, that's right. Come on. Is that how it works? A poltergeist goes around everywhere with you? I thought a poltergeist was just in the one place where, like, if you build a house on
different
an area,
than a ghost,
burying,
or, different than a ghost. Or...
What is the difference? She says he's the one. It's the one.
I mean, that's why it would make sense to settle down with a poltergeist.
Yeah, I don't get any of this. Again, she says she's had sex with 15 different ghost lovers, but this poltergeist, this is the real deal. She says one night she decided to dress in sexy lingerie and hang around in the spare room where she felt a ghost presence the most.
Mm-hmm.
She said she waited a while before anything happened. And she was afraid that she'd put the ghost off by coming on too strong. That's what I do. This is my move. I'm always too aggressive. She claims just before falling asleep, a ghost turned up and they had sex. She went on to discuss her relationship with her fiancé, and he ended it when he caught her in bed with a ghost. She says he saw the shape of a man through the window when he pulled up outside. All that's behind her.
And all that jazz.
All that's behind her. Those are your top five things.
The Top Five Things podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs. And for that extraordinary event, build your own perfect meatball sub with Cap's Meatball Bar. Capriati's signature homemade meatballs are made from scratch daily and simmered in a classic marinara sauce. Every meatball bar comes with sliced provolone, Romano cheese, and baked rolls. Absolutely delicious. If you're there for just lunch or dinner, then make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's. Again, extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
We've talked about, in the past, these weddings where these women are marrying themselves and how that's not something anyone would be interested in going to. If someone said they were getting married to a ghost, would you go to that ceremony?
What day of the week?
I would say Saturday.
This Saturday, no. Catch me in a couple weeks, and I should be open.
Want to congratulate our top five in the cover five. I'm in 80th place right
flirting
now.
Flirting with it. Number
80th
three.
Place. Pound Sand at number five. Floppy 32 is in fourth place. Ego 34 is in third. Rob Gilmore is in second, and Tommy B, the league leader, after...
Kind of out there by himself, 163.
163 points. That's not bad.
No.
That's not bad. Can you hang on to a lead like that?
Time to make your picks once again. I mean, we've got a game on Thursday.
Yeah, right?
Football! Catch the fever!
I don't know if you saw any of the Monday night game last night, but the Bills fans, up to their shenanigans again, throwing dildos on the field. This has now become a thing. Oh. At every Bills game, they're always throwing sex toys on the field. There were at least three times yesterday that they had to stop the game because dildos were thrown on the field. It's just what they do up there. Bills fans are just out of their damn minds. One final story before we go. You remember the superintendent who lost his job?
Yes.
Because of Well, tell me the story.
He was caught. He was found to be defecating on a rival school's was it football field?
Was it the rival
track?
School or was it his own?
I thought it was his own, and then didn't we find out that it was actually a different school? Do I have that wrong?
This superintendent who got the name Pooperintendent his name is Thomas Tregmalini. And he pled guilty to single offense of public defecation. He says, what I did was wrong. I had a bathroom emergency and I went behind the bleachers. Now he says...
Now that's not how it sounded originally.
He was arrested in May.
That's no dog.
Went through a battery of tests by a doctor of gastroenterology.
Battery of tests?
Yes, because it turns out, the doctor says, that this superintendent suffers from an exertion-triggered bowel condition
Dumper known syndrome.
As runner's diarrhea. This is a real thing. He's got runner's diarrhea, and it's...
Is that like Whistler's mother?
I'll tell you what art installation I enjoyed the least.
Ugh, ick.
Poop. Diarrhea poop.
Yeah. So he's saying, I wasn't doing this...
He ate too much corn.
He says, it's been getting worse as I've gotten older. He's 42 years old. Mm. He says, I run 40 miles a week, and it's not like it happens all the time.
Is that like tennis elbow?
He says, the uncontrollable urge has come over him 2 or 3 times. Never enough to make him stop running, though. He says, the incident at the athletic field only happened one time, and that was the day he got arrested. So, his story then is...
That I have a malady.
Okay. But somebody was pooping at the football fields, and as the superintendent, he would have known that.
Mm.
And that's when he chose to run on the football fields, knowing that he has uncontrollable runner's diarrhea.
This is going to look bad.
He says the arrest and all the publicity around it has been devastating. He's the father of 2 children. He's got a doctorate degree. He was the superintendent of the schools, making $147,000
sure,
a year.
Sure.
On the day he got arrested... The day he got arrested for defecating under the bleachers, mm-hmm. he was about to sign a 5-year extension on his contract. That's the worst. He says, my kids are taking a beating. They're being ostracized and teased. That's by far the worst part of it. And you know how people like to Google their names? When they Google theirs, this always comes up. I've been portrayed as a horrible, deranged person. There's nothing you can say or do to change people's minds. But there was poop there on a daily basis. That's it, though. Like
originally.
I get what you're doing here. You've got a story. You went to a doctor. But you pooped in the area where someone had been pooping all the time. But you only did it the one time, but you did it where somebody had been doing it repeatedly. He was arrested at 5:50 in the morning before dawn. And given multiple summonses for defecating in public and littering. Then a ticket for public lewdness was mailed to him. And by then, the story had gone viral. He says, I was used for clickbait. What I did was wrong, but I had a bathroom emergency. I admitted to it in court, but I could have never predicted what happened next. He says his own friends turned on him as a result, and he's got all kinds of physical threats. And I mean, this guy's life is over.
I don't know about over, but not good.
It's not the best. That's going to do it for the top 5 things.
We will be back next week.
Until we get a chance to do it for you, then have a happy and safe Halloween. And
being stopped by the cops literally scared the crap out of her. She told police, quote, I pooped my pants. I ate too much corn.
Well, now,
candy corn.
Everyone's got an excuse. Until next time, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Nav and board, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Peace out.